everyone. My name is Frank Driscoll, and welcome to Driscoll's Election Dissection, your election analysis for Across the Circus. I hope you all are doing well today, wherever you are. All right, so today we are discussing primary elections set to take place on Tuesday, June 18th, 2024. And only two states are holding primary elections that day. Those two states are Oklahoma and Virginia. And there are some competitive races in both states. We'll get to them. And also, it should be noted that runoffs in the state of Georgia will be taking place today as well, although we won't be discussing any of those. So, let's get started. First, we're going to head to the Sooner state, the state of Oklahoma. Now, all five congressional representatives in Oklahoma are running for re-election. And Oklahoma is seen by many as a very red state. And according to many election analysts, all five seats are considered to be solid Republican seats, meaning the winner of these primaries will win their respective general elections without having to do much work at all. However, one of these primaries seems to be very competitive in a time where this incumbent usually doesn't face a lot of competitive races. We're heading to District 4, which contains many rural counties throughout the state. The incumbent representative is Representative Tom Cole. Tom Cole was first elected to the U.S. House of Representatives all the way back in 2002 and has served the 4th District ever since. However, unlike most elections he's faced, he faces a very competitive challenger in businessman Paul Bondar. Now, Mr. Bondar claims himself to be a Trump Republican, although Representative Cole has the endorsement of Donald Trump, according to some news articles here. But what makes this race very competitive is Paul Bondar's fundraising. Now, Mr. Bondar has self-financed his campaign mostly in the upwards of nearly $5 million. Most of that his own money to win this seat. Meanwhile, Tom Cole does have some good fundraising numbers on his end. And we can't seem to find any polls in this race. So in a way, it does kind of show, can money really win an election, depending on who you're facing against? I guess that's the question. So from there, we head to the Old Dominion, the state of Virginia. So in Virginia, we're going to be talking about a couple of congressional seats. But first, we're going to talk about the Republican primary for the U.S. Senate seat. Now, the incumbent senator is Democratic Senator Tim Kaine, who you may remember back in 2016 was Hillary Clinton's running mate in the presidential election. So he has been in the U.S. Senate for a while now, since 2013, and has cruised to re-election back in 2018. However, this year might be a little bit different. Now, many analysts don't see him being in much trouble. However, the Virginia Republican Party is really hoping to gain a lot of momentum as the year after President Biden won the state of Virginia, a Republican governor was elected by that state. So they're hoping to use President Biden's unpopularity along with that new conservative momentum to maybe unseat Tim Kaine. So this primary is one to look at. So there are two major candidates in this race, those two being retired Navy Captain Hung Cao and lobbyist Scott Parkinson. Hung Cao seems to be fundraising the most with upwards of about $2.5 million. Now, there aren't any polls for this Republican primary. However, there has been a poll by pollster Fabrizio Lee and Associates, and as well as Impact Research, and is sponsored by the Virginians Against Neighborhood Slot Machines, which is a super PAC in the state. And they show Tim Kaine leading Hung Cao in a hypothetical matchup by about 12 points. Now, this was back in April, so this was before the primary election for that matter, and as we all know, anything can happen between April and November. So from there, we head to the congressional district side of things. All right, we'll start in District 5, which contains so many big cities, including Charlottesville as well as Danville. The current incumbent representative for Virginia's 5th Congressional District is Representative Bob Good. He's been serving the 5th District since his election in 2020, and he is also currently the chair of the House Freedom Caucus. However, his main challenger in the race is accusing him of not being loyal enough to the Republican Party and focusing more on the interests of former President Donald Trump as well as the Freedom Caucus instead of the greater good in the House of Representatives. His opponent is State Senator John McGuire. And fundraising shows these two to be about neck and neck, and polls show that too. A poll from Pollster Neighborhood Research and Media, sponsored by Super PAC Champions of Freedom, shows Good leading Maguire by 9 points. However, a poll of around that exact same time from Pollster WPA Intelligence, sponsored by the Virginia Faith and Freedom Coalition, shows Maguire leading Good by 10 points. So two polls around the same time showing two completely different outcomes of a heavy favorment of one or the other. So this proves that this could be probably not just the closest or one of the closest races in the state, but probably one of the closest primaries in the country during this election cycle. And this is a solidly Republican district, so whoever wins this race will very likely win in November. So a lot is on the line, including possibly the chairmanship of the House Freedom Caucus. So a lot's at stake here. Meanwhile, we'll flip on to the other side of the coin, and we're going to be talking about a Democratic district. We go on to Virginia's 10th congressional district. Now, this district includes many counties. It's a very urban district. And the current representative is Democrat Jennifer Wexton. She was first elected back in 2018, and she has decided to retire from Congress this year, meaning the seat is open. And a lot of major Democrats from the area are running. There are four major candidates in this race, those being State Senator Jennifer Boisco, former State House Speaker Eileen Filler Corn, State Delegate Dan Helmer, and State Delegate Suhas Subramaniam. And kind of like the last race, between most of the candidates, it is pretty neck and neck. Dan Helmer seems to be fundraising the most, but Suhas Subramaniam is not that far behind. And there are a couple polls in this race. Some of them are pretty close. The most recent one was from May 17th through the 23rd. A poll from Pollster Survey Monkey and sponsored by another candidate in the race by the name of Atif Carney. And it shows this race to be pretty close between both major fundraising candidates. In this poll, Dan Helmer has 17% of the vote. Meanwhile, Suhas Subramaniam has 16%. So this should be very close. And this being a heavily Democratic seat, whoever wins this primary will likely hold this seat for a long time. So that's going to be a race to look at on election night. And as always, if you're willing to learn more about elections in your area, be sure to check out politicsone.com as well as ballotpedia.com. And if you're willing to look at recent polls, be sure to check out 538.com. So those are some primary elections to look at for Tuesday, June 18th. And I always say, if you are a registered voter in Oklahoma or Virginia, I don't care who you vote for, but I do care that you vote. So please do. Thank you for listening to Driscoll's Election Dissection. If you would like to learn more about the show, go online to algidproductions.com and be sure to listen to us on any podcasting form you like. Thank you all for listening, and I will see you all very soon.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode proudly presented by the APNM Group, a subsidiary of Algid Productions, LLC. We strive to produce content that informs, entertains, and adds value to your day. We value your input and would be delighted to hear your thoughts in the comments about this episode. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, please engage with us in the comments section or via our social media platforms. Your feedback helps us shape our content and uncover new topics that matter to our listeners. If this episode resonated with you, we kindly ask that you rate and review this show on your preferred podcast platform. Sharing this podcast with friends and family helps us reach more listeners and continue delivering content you enjoy. For more information about the podcast, the host, or our parent company, please visit the link in this episode's description. Also visit us on YouTube and Rumble to see and hear every content produced by Algid Productions. Thank you once again for your time and support. Until next time, stay tuned and stay inspired.